Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Representative John Thorpe as he recaps the latest legislative session. After another successful yet awkward legislative session this year, as COVID-19 kind of played a very big role this year with everything really. But I guess when it comes to it, Representative Thorpe, I guess take us through kind of the session, how you thought things went when it came back to getting there. I know it was a long process and there was many things that had to go through to be able to have people there and be able to get the session going in. But take us through kind of how it felt for you, how you viewed the whole session, and you know, what were some of your takeaways, especially when with dealing with COVID-19?
Well, it as you said, it was odd. It was kind of awkward. But I think in the entire history of the legislature, there's never been a time where people couldn't get together. If you think of some of the other emergencies throughout our history, World War I, World War II, whatever it would be, at least people could still get together and pass laws that were necessary. This is the first time that, to my knowledge, people couldn't convene like that. So it was definitely the first time anyone that's currently in the legislature had to deal with something like that. And it was, it was odd. It was a little awkward, but we did get together, and I'm glad that at the end of the day, we were able to pass our budgets and we were able to discontinue the session and look forward to the next one coming.
And when it came to it, you talked about there, you know, you're able to get the budgets accomplished and other things got passed through and we're able to do your work normal. The day-to-day of the Capitol work, how much did that change when you had to deal with the COVID-19 situation to make sure you kept people safe?
Well, it changed a great deal. When we came back, we knew that we were going to have to handle some of the most difficult bills to pass, and those are the budgets. Anything that involves state funding is always a little more controversial, and there are a lot of masters to serve, so to speak. But I would have to say that one of the big drawbacks to what we were doing, and again, it had to be done, but one of the drawbacks was we didn't have any clerks there. Legislators, we all try to do our jobs pretty well, but the fact is, without our clerks, we would not get a lot done without those clerks. So without them there, it did slow down the process. Some of us had to learn a lot of things that the clerks already know instinctively. But fortunately, we came together and we got it done.
Now, obviously, the session came through, ended up on, I believe, June 14th. It finally finished up. Is there anything that you are, you know, in particular, you're very proud that was able to get through?
Well, I think probably if I had to pick one thing, there are, of course, other smaller bills. I wouldn't say, well, maybe not smaller bills, but bills that weren't as difficult to pass that I'm pretty proud of. But I would have to say, as a group, I'm very glad that the budgets came through the way they did. There was a lot of fear we would have to cut back budgets and important things like Medicaid. We just can't hardly do that. We were very afraid for a while that we were going to have to. And I think by saving funding, not overspending in years past, that set us up in a position that was a lot better than some other states right now. Some other states are having a tremendous problem filling that gap, and at least ours is a little less severe.
Now, going forward, obviously, COVID-19 is still pretty much impacting the state and the country as we speak. Is there any talk or planning going forward for next session to be prepared better for something like this?
Well, I think we did implement some things that were pretty successful, and there's always things that can be improved. The good thing is we have a few months before the session reconvenes in January. We have a few months to kind of go back and do a debrief situation, look at what the benefits were of what we did and what we could have done a little bit better. But I think all in all, I can't say this was my idea, but just for example, setting up large screen TVs down in the rotunda so people could still watch exactly what was going on in real time. Things like that, I think we got it right, or whoever came up with that idea got it right. Again, I don't want to take credit for that. I was impressed with that idea just like everybody else. But I think some of those ideas are going to probably be re-implemented, and some of it we're just going to have to, as I said, maybe wait a few months, go through some of this research, and come up with some more safety measures.
Now, going forward, obviously, we're in the middle of summer right now. I guess for you, going forward, what are some of your plans for the off session, if you will? And then when it comes to people contacting you, asking you any questions, how can they do that?
Well, of course, I'll be doing my regular job as a state trooper. Of course, during the summer, those become pretty busy months. And I'd have to say, too, with still having protests, I'm hesitant to use the word riot, I guess. Most of the protests are in, hopefully getting more peaceful, as the original intention has been, I believe. So I'll be doing that. And of course, during my off time, I start looking at issues I want to file bills on. I get information from different constituents. I get ideas from constituents. They wouldn't be my constituents, but from other areas of Iowa too. So a lot of times I'll be processing those ideas, researching what other states are doing on any particular issue. And I always ask people to, hey, get in touch with me, because if you have an idea, if you have a thought in your head, if you're out there and you think something like, there ought to be a law that says X, find my information on online. I've got all my information on the legislative website. Shoot me a text or an email, and maybe we'll get the ball rolling on something.
Thanks to State Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.